Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. And first, it's time for another episode of Wait, Wait, On the Trail.
Yee-hi! I love the twilight out here on the mesa.
Thank you, Carl. Kerry?
Yes, sir.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are in Nevada this week. They are fighting for every vote, especially that state's sizable Latino population. Senator Clinton, for example, at an appearance at a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas, said that the mortgage crisis and the local economic concerns there go together like what?
Beans and rice?
Close. Mm-hmm. She was only on the appetizer phase of the meal.
What would she order for an appetizer? Nachos and cheese. Ooh. Ooh. Guacamole and...
You get guacamole?
Chips.
Chips, yes. Guacamole and chips is the answer.
Oh, God, that was so hard.
Speaking of the mortgage crisis and local economic concerns, she said, quote, "We treat these problems as if one is guacamole and one is chips when they both go together. Deliciously." She didn't say that. She then called universal health care the sweet churro that one day all Americans will enjoy. She then offered voters a chimichanga of Medicare reform, followed by something called her economic enchilada, made by melting the middle class tax cuts over the top of a stimulus package filled with universal pre-K. Her aides described her plan as a Chi-Chi's fiesta platter for the middle class.
Chimichanga or experience?
You know, I'm not sure this really resonates with Latino voters. It's just a guess on my part.
She's always had a great ethnic touch.
Hasn't she really? Mo, this week Rudy Giuliani was asked about his faltering presidential campaign after coming in sixth in the Michigan primary. He said he wasn't worried, certainly, he said. He wasn't as worried as he was when he faced what challenge?
The application for the annulment. Donna Hanover came down on him hard. I don't know. I'm going to reach here, and I'm going to say 9/11.
Yes. Very good. Asked. Asked by a reporter if he was worried about the fact that after the first three major primaries, he has exactly one delegate. Ron Paul has two. America's mayor said, quote, "None of this worries me. September 11th, there were times I was worried," unquote. According to Giuliani, his sixth place finishes are just part of his cunning strategy to lull McCain, Huckabee, and Romney into a sense of safety before Giuliani goes to Florida and triumphantly loses less badly. So one New York Democrat, quote, "Either Rudy is a genius that is about to defy half a century of conventional political wisdom, or he has run the most stupid presidential campaign in history."
Rudy's on a train to nowhere, half